Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hello and welcome to 2018.
Boom.
The first new show of the new year. Oh, so exciting.
Hope we made it.
I mean, what could have possibly happened?
Oh, Kim Jong-un.
Not going to worry about that. Coming up on the show today, apparently Donald Trump has been using InfoWars. We'll talk about it. What happens when you get the wrong house when you're out for revenge?
Oops.
We've got some sex toy news for you, and a bunch of other stuff, too. But before we get into all of that, what is the new year without some New Year's resolutions and predictions? Let's do this. We'll do this one first, because I talked about it. We'll go around the room, and you will give two fake resolutions and a real resolution, and the other two people have to predict which one is the real one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me get some music for this. Something phony and something... let's see. There we go. Is it going to play? Killing me. There you go, Jason. A little Taylor Swift for you. What are these resolutions?
All right, so my resolutions are...
Okay.
I'm going to give up all... Like, I'm going to become vegan.
Okay.
My family, like, we're going to go vegan. So, no animal products at all.
Okay.
Cheese, eggs, and that stuff. I'm going to start up a non-profit theater organization, improv. And theater organization. And focus on like the youth and the local area and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm actually going to do. And my third one is I'm going to the family. We're going to get rigorously honest with our budget and follow that to a T.
Okay. So we have to guess which one of those is the real one.
Number two.
You kind of told us it was number two. Or were you lying? Here's what I know. I know you may have intentions toward children. And that being said, in the most innocent way possible, I think your wife, who is very budget conscious, is going to put you on a budgetary vegan diet. So enjoy spending that kale, because you are tightening the belt. What is the answer?
So you're saying number two, and you're saying...
I'm saying the budgetary, number three.
You're saying the budget.
I'm saying the budget.
Okay. It is actually budget.
Yes!
That's what we're doing in the beginning of the year. That's because here's the thing as well. I want to do the theater improv organization. I don't know if I will have the time to do that next year.
Right.
But that is, I'm coaching right now, so that's one step towards it. That's a good guess. I thought you were going to go with the vegan thing, but then you switched it up and...
Well, look, you gotta know what, you gotta know what's what. All right, Kareem, I have some music for you. Little Regina Spektor. It's called New Year. So what are your resolutions, real and phony?
Go to Africa.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in the mood real quick there.
Sure.
And all that's gone away.
Okay.
Study Tibetan Buddhism.
Oh.
And go to North Dakota and finish my 50 states by hitting the top part of the country.
Oh. Those are three very, very good examples of resolutions that could all be real. But which one is, Jason, which do you think is real for him?
I think the resolution is going to be the second thing he said.
The study Tibetan Buddhism.
Study Tibetan Buddhism, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm pretty sure I know about Kareem. I don't believe he's been to my part of New England. Hmm. So that would mean he's not going to complete 50 states. So I'm going to cross North Dakota off the list. So that leaves us Tibetan Buddhism and going to Africa. Now, Kareem likes to study stuff, this I know. He also likes to travel. So I'm going to go with Kareem's resolution for 2018 is to go to Africa. Now, who's right?
Neither.
Ah!
He said the North Country, north part of the country.
No, he said he was going to finish the 50 states.
Yeah. Right, by going up. So, yeah. Like, by going up towards New York, right? Like, New York, Vermont,
no.
All those ones up there, right?
I've been to New York. I've been everywhere but Vermont and Rhode Island.
Okay.
So, I'll have to add another trip.
So it is to finish seeing all 50 states.
Yes, but okay. my daughter moved to North Dakota the day after Christmas.
Right.
For her husband's job, so... Got to go see them, and since I'll be up there, I can go to Wounded Knee.
Yep.
Go to South Dakota. Everything up there that I haven't been to.
Mm-hmm. You can visit Grand Forks to hit that restaurant at the Ramada.
Yes.
Yep. Hell yeah, you should do it. Get some moose soup.
So those are pretty good. So let's see what I have for my new year. I'm just gonna let's pick a song for me. It's also called New Year. It's by somebody. This is the Breeders, by the way.
Oh, the Breeders.
Okay, so here are my New Year's resolutions. Number one: drink more brown liquor. Stay away from beer as much. Go with more brown liquor, as I'm having a hot toddy right now.
For your health.
Sure. It is right now, actually. It's the only thing keeping me from coughing. Resolution number two. We are going to adopt a new puppy in the new year. And resolution number one, I'm going to start my own media empire right here in West Sacramento from this very room. Which of those is the actual resolution?
Well, you know, there's bits of truth and things you've talked about in all of those, you know.
It's kind of the idea.
So there's the whole media thing, but I know you. Yeah, so there's that. I think that you're gonna pull a flip on us on this one, and you're actually gonna be doing all three of those because it's very easy for you to drink more brown liquor. That's an easy resolution. So I mean, that's
it.
You're doing it.
I've already started on that. Having this chest cold has really pushed me in that direction.
Yeah. So you have that going on for you right there. Then you have the
excuse me.
You have your license that you just got for the drone.
I did just get my drone operator's license.
So. You know, I know that that's part of that whole empire. So I know that there's a real part of that there. And then what was the second one? The one in the middle was
puppy.
Adopt a puppy.
And I know that your wife
would love a puppy, and that would make her probably very happy. Yeah, I think it's all this.
So you have to pick one.
You're doing them all. It's not like okay.
No, there's only one resolution of the three.
You're right. You're going to drink more with brown liquor.
Okay, Kareem.
I'm going to go with number three.
The media empire.
Yes, because you already have a podcast.
It's true.
You've been working on voiceover stuff. Mm-hmm. You took a class in Vegas earlier this year. Or was that in L.A.?
I did a voiceover class in L.A. last year.
Last year.
I've done a few webinars on a variety of things.
Okay.
These are all true.
And you've been taking photos lately.
Uh-huh.
And he just got his drone license. So I'm going to go with the media empire.
That is correct, sir. I am here to announce the launch of KYP Creative. Know your possibilities, people.
There you go. I like that.
We will be offering, amongst other things, of course, the voiceover services. We'll be offering social media opportunities in terms of creating content, be it pictures or videos. Going to be looking at doing some drone things for people. So those are all on the table for 2018, in addition to my normal day job.
So you think I don't pay attention to you?
No,
I wanted to say that, but I just felt like...
In fact, if you would like to right now, you can follow KYP Creative on Instagram.
All right.
As we, that launched a week before Christmas with a lovely teaser photo in... Temple Coffee Roasters while I was waiting for my lovely wife to get her hair did.
I saw that picture.
Exactly. That was the very first picture shared to the KYP Creative Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So there will be a ton more stuff coming up. So get at your boy if you want something. Get at your boy before the rates go up. If we are friends, I have a friends rate. for a variety of people. So going to be doing some very cool stuff moving forward, and I'm really excited about it because it's going to incorporate some of the things that I've been doing for the past 20 years in TV, but it's expanding well beyond that, and it's stuff that you're not going to get at any one-stop shop anywhere else. You're not going to go somewhere and get somebody who's going to be the visual storyteller, who's going to have the drone license. They'll be able to get those aerial shots for you. That will be able to give you the proper voice work that you're looking for. And really helping you and your company, or even your own personality, if you're a realtor or if you're an insurance agent, somebody who's in business for yourself, so to speak.
Yeah.
You need that imaging to really put yourself in the right place to be even more successful. And that is my goal, to help people really know their possibilities. People and organizations.
I like that.
So, KYP Creative. We are not just a production company. We are more in 2018. I wasn't sure where I was going to really announce that, because it's something that I've really been slowly working on. But more projects and more examples of kind of what I'm talking about will be coming out, starting on Instagram and Facebook and places like that. And then the website is still a work in progress, kypcreative.com. As I'm saying this, there's literally nothing there. just a web page that really needs a lot of work. So it's going to be something that grows organically. And, you know, it's just really cool to see. I was inspired by people that I met at the farmer's market. People like Brandy and Brian at Driftwoods Clothing, who make really cool t-shirts and tote bags and a variety of other things. And they're in business for themselves, and they do just beautiful, beautiful work that they get out there and they bust their asses to bring to people.
Right.
And Nils and David at Newton Booth Builds, who do some of the most beautiful woodworking I have ever seen. And they're just two really cool guys from Vermont who now live out here, just like me. And their workshop is in Neil's garage behind his house. And some of the stuff they do, check out Newton Booth Builds on Instagram. They have done like full size bars for people, built ins, all the way down to those magnetic bottle openers and a ton of other cool things. And I was just inspired by people like that who are taking their creativity and putting it out there, going, how can I help people like that all the way up to really established places who don't really have time to think about how they're necessarily perceived?
Yeah.
Because your reputation in your business is how people perceive you. And if you're not getting the perception that you're hoping you're getting, then you need to let people know. So that's going to be the goal for 2018 for me. And a little bit we'll do our predictions for 2018. But before we get to all that, a West Virginia man was charged with torching a strip club. He told police that excuse me, I need more brown liquor. let me get some music for this. excuse me. this is good podcasting, isn't it? All right. really great stuff. Anyway, he did not want his girlfriend to continue dancing at the establishment. According to police, Creo Chance Bishop 21 attempted to burn down JB's Gentleman's Club in Huntington, West Virginia. The 3:30 a.m. fire damaged the club's front door, air conditioner, surveillance camera, siding, and an exterior wall. Tisk, tisk. Investigators allege that Bishop watched the fire burn from across the street and even yelled at a passerby to mind his own business when the witness appeared to be dialing 911. He was subsequently apprehended in the parking lot of a Walmart across from the strip club.
Wow. I think it might be the guy that yelled at me to mind my own business.
It could be. No injuries occurred in the fire, which did minimal damage to the strip club's exterior. Now, upon his arrest, Bishop reportedly revealed his personal motive for the blaze. He wanted to force the closure of JB's as a way of keeping his girlfriend, Michaela Biedenbach, from continuing to perform at the strip joint. She is so out of his league.
Exactly.
After being detained, Bishop excitedly stated that he was tired of his girlfriend working at JB's, so he set it on fire. She's worked there for 6 months, though her employment now appears to be in jeopardy. See, Jim Reed, the strip club's manager, told a WSAZ reporter that if Bishop makes bail, he could not risk keeping Biederbach as a dancer, saying he might do this again, and it might be worse next time. He's been charged with second-degree arson, held in lieu of $10,000 bail. That's some bullshit. She's now responsible because this insecure fucktard can't keep his hands off the matches?
That's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, I get it. You don't want to have... you got to tell your dancers, keep your man in line.
Well, and also, like, you pretty much just said, you better not pay his bail. You better not let his mom pay his bail.
No, she's paying his bail.
Yeah. So that's what's happening in West Virginia. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Meanwhile, a farmer has been fined for trying to pick up women on his tractor.
That's par for the course these days.
Anthony Breslin told police he was looking for women after they pulled him over in Derry City Center in England. The 18-year-old admitted to having no L plates on the vehicle. The district judge said, this is Don Juan. I was going to say Derry Juan, but that would not be correct. The defense attorney, Seamus Quigley, said, we all know tractors are all about pulling power, but this is taking to extremes. Mr. Quigley said Breslin had been sent by his father to look for some cattle. But after that, he had taken the head staggers, that's a Northern Irish expression meaning to be stupid, and he'd gone to Derry to look for some women. He was fined 50 pounds.
He was looking for some broads.
So they didn't put him in jail?
Nope.
They just fined him?
Well, yeah, you can't drive a tractor into the middle of city center. We got to have plates on that thing.
Find him for looking for broads.
Yep. These things happen. Oh, hold on. I thought I paused that. Hold on. Go away, Warren. Oh, I did. When you press play on Cherry Pie and Apple Music, there's a lot of versions of it. Just say. Meanwhile, in Vermont.
It's not the typical place you would expect to see a drag queen at your local library. Dom Amato reports.
Who's excited for some stories?
It's story time with a twist.
It's story time with a twist. We know that Dom Amato pitched this story. How do we know? He's familiar with their work.
Be who you are.
It brought some laughs.
Gerald.
And taught some sign language.
Hello, friends.
This story time, hosted by the Fletcher Free Library in Burlington, featured local drag queens Emoji Nightmare and Nikki Champagne.
I basically saw that it was happening in New York and Chicago and LA and all these major metropolitan areas, but it hadn't happened yet in Vermont.
That is, until now. More than 100 children and parents packed the library on Saturday.
A lot of our conversations are around individuality, but also community. So how you can be yourself and show up in spaces and not have to conform to what everyone else is doing.
These queens have brought their story hour to local libraries in Jeffersonville, Essex, and Richmond.
People have a lot to say about drag queens and their performance and how they shouldn't be around kids.
And events like this one have come with some community backlash. The LGBTQ advocates say they have been the target of people online who say kids shouldn't be exposed to drag queens at a public library.
This isn't like us brainwashing children and trying to get them to come to the dark side. You know, it's just, these are just books.
But these queens say Fletcher Free officials welcome them with open arms as...
By the way, so you have the two drag queens are dressed very conservatively. They're not flamboyant, but they're drag queens, and Right. They're dressed in what would be conservative attire for women.
Right,
right.
They went to a shot of the reporter interviewing them. There's no way that that guy could be any more gay. I'm just saying, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But if I'm looking around the room and I'm picking out the one that I think is going to be the really weird influence on my little kid, it's probably not one of the two drag queens in this case. Just saying.
As did those who showed up for the story hour.
I do think it is important for kids to meet all different kinds of people and see that the world is a bigger place than they might realize.
We invited them to come to our town next, and they said we've already been there, but we'll come back.
The importance is us getting out of the nightclubs and those dive bars and showing that we are these community activists who are doing so much more.
The queens have had such an overwhelmingly positive response from each community they've been in. There's plans to keep their program going all over Vermont throughout 2018. Reporting in Burlington, Dom Amato, Channel 3 News.
Drag queens at the library? Why not?
I mean, there's 100 people there, so that's a positive thing. You know, right? There's 100 people there.
Interesting book. You learn something where you can learn it.
Here's the thing. Who cares? They're dressed up like over-the-top characters. And when you're talking about kids' books, what do you have in kids' books? Over-the-top characters.
Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense. And who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Your son's a drag queen at the age anyway. Because they're wearing whatever they want to wear.
I think there's at least two or three different pictures of me in different women's garb. Like...
And that's just from the past year.
Yeah, that's just in the last 2 months.
your kids are gender fluid when they're small and unless they have like one parent that they are like, oh, I want to be like dad or I want to be like mom.
Yeah.
Unless they have some type of other horrible outside influence.
Yeah.
The funny thing is you hear drag queen whatever and you get in your mind what you might see on reality TV,
yeah.
Or you got dragged to the dragged to the to the drag queen show at some bar because it was a work thing, and like, oh, come out, it'll be fun.
I don't care
one way or the other. It's not my thing. I don't. It's usually really campy, and that's not my thing. So I don't care. But drag queens on ice, drag queens at the library, I don't care.
I've done extensive research in drag queens.
How have you? Well, do tell.
I had that show that like would never ever be allowed to be put on any stage again.
Well, to be fair, that's not drag queens.
No, no, no.
There's
but
a difference.
I went to many different drag queen shows though to find a co-host, like to have somebody on the show.
Sure. He wasn't picking up drag queens, mind you.
No.
He was looking for a co-host.
No. I ended up using
it's his story and he's sticking to it.
I ended up using a friend's boyfriend who was a drag queen.
Right.
So I mean, like, you know, it's fun, you know, but also at the same time I was drinking, so it was a place where you could go get drunk also. So that was just kind of cool.
So he doesn't know whether he was really picking him up or not.
Right. He has no real idea what's going on. And the thing is, in Vermont, there are going to be some people, just like anywhere else, they're like, I don't know what to talk about that. But you get a bigger uproar from people in places like LA just because there's more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Vermont, they're like, well, I'm not going to the library. What do I care?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you really don't want your kids around drag queens at the library, you just don't bring your kids to the library that day.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
All right, it's time for Cooler Tool, the first one of 2018. Let's see if we get this right. First up in Cooler Tool, strip clubs. Jason.
Strip clubs are cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Strip clubs are cool. I'm pretty much done with them because I have no reason to go and get all excited only to be left alone. The bloom is off that rose for me. I'm done. I'm done. Look, if you're going to get me excited, there needs to be some sort of follow through. If you're doing it on purpose. Now, if I'm looking around like a pervert at the mall, that's on me. But if you're intentionally getting me all excited, that's on you.
It might end up that way.
and that's why I'm over strip club. Up next in Cooler Tool, tractors. Kareem.
Cool.
Jason.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't have the infrastructure we need if we didn't have them. Cool. It's cool. It's a cool tool.
Bless you, Kareem. Tractors? Yeah, I'll go cool on tractors. Mine, they got big wheels. Say.
First thing I learned how to drive.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
See, look at that.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, libraries. Libraries, Jason.
Cool.
Kareem.
Cool.
Tool. It's nothing but a housing project for homeless people now.
What are you talking about?
By the way, they just hand out videos now, too. The books? Not even a thing. And by the way, why were you putting those newspapers on bamboo canes for all of those years? How am I supposed to read that? The handle was always at the wrong end, so it would poke you like in the solar plexus as you were trying to look stuff up. That's crap. Tool. Drag queens or no? I mean, they might bring it back, but I mean, that's really their only hope for making the library cool. Just telling you. You don't need it anymore. You got a Kindle? You're all set. Don't need to go.
You have to go to the library.
You don't have to go to the library.
You have to go to the library.
You do not. By the way, if you have a Kindle, you can get library books on your Kindle without ever going to the fucking library.
That is true.
You do not need to go to the library. That is a fallacy made up by Big Library. Big Library.
You just told the Big Library.
And that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. You know, sometimes Cooler Tool, we delve into half-truths, suppositions, outright slander. But it's all for entertainment purposes. Hey, in 2018, we would love for you to help support the show, and the only way that we ask you to do that is to do your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support us. It doesn't cost you anything extra, so go ahead and do that as you're buying your Martin Luther King Day gifts for people. That's or your right. Black History Month gifts. Or if you want to buy books or movies or whatever so that you can learn about black history without going to the fucking library, because fuck them, Amazon's the place to do it. Click through that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. You know what the library? It's a place for deadbeats who don't want to buy anything. That's what the library is, Jason. Is anybody buying anything at the library?
No, it's not.
Exactly.
It's not what it's supposed to be for.
It's a communist organization meant to indoctrinate our youth and give homeless people a place to poop. That's really all it is now.
Oh, man.
You have ruined library.
My wife is reading this book right now called Crucial Conversations.
Okay.
When she's done with it.
Is this how she tortures you?
When she practices all.
She goes, Jason, I was reading this conversation that we have to have. Sit down.
No, but I'll post something on Facebook. She'll be like, Jason, you really need to read this book. I have made notes in the margin in some of these areas.
Listen, I'd be lying if I didn't say that my wife didn't also give me the eye roll and the what are you talking about at certain times. I like to just call it a potato-potato difference of opinion about things. It's what makes the world go round and what makes us all a little bit different. Because if we all thought the same, what a boring place it would be, wouldn't it?
Would.
Be incredibly boring. All right, before we get to our predictions for 2018, Alex Jones claimed that he has personally witnessed President Trump publicly spreading word-for-word information that Jones himself has shared with him in private conversations at least 5 or 6 times. We go now live on recording. That was not on purpose. to Alex Jones. Hold on, I need to close this. They want me to donate. No, I'm not giving you money.
I think it's absolutely right to question Trump and to not believe what he says. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. That's
hold on. I think we're all agreeing with Alex Jones for a moment.
Wow.
Hold on. 2018's off to a rousing start. Let me start that again to make sure.
I think it's absolutely right to question Trump and to not believe what he says. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. That's what keeps the politicians honest. Not just Trump, but the people around him. A lot of times he's not aware of somebody going sideways on him until he gets told about it. I have personally witnessed it at least 5 or 6 times. Where I've directly told the president about something. He says, I've written it down. I'm going to look into it. Are you sure that's right, Alex? And I'm like, yes, sir. And then days later, word for word, he researches it. He comes out and he addresses it.
I do not believe for a moment that Donald Trump researches anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where he lost me at.
He researches it. He wrote it down and he researched it.
Who's that Weasley guy that's...
Jared Kushner?
No, the other one.
Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller.
The Nazi.
Yeah, yeah. Stephen Miller.
The Nazi wannabe.
Yeah, sorry. He's the one that's giving researching for Trump.
Oh, okay.
He's the one getting it.
All right, well, it's done down there. So that's just where he pounded the desk.
Okay.
They call that easily influenced, or he believes the last thing he heard. No. When he gets told about...
By the way, Alex Jones, stop hitting your fucking microphone. I'm on the internet too. I don't do this constantly.
Oh, that's annoying as shit.
Right? Be a goddamn professional.
About a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted. He goes and looks into it and finds out it's true. I mean, that's what Trump does.
It actually wasn't true, but okay. It's a terrible example because that wasn't actually true. So, there you go. That's what's going on with Alex Jones. Meanwhile, a case of mistaken identity has led to, unfortunate things. A Santa Rosa fire vehicle, a dead bird, and a case of mistaken identity is the headline. The Sebastopol contractor is accused of trying to intimidate a lawyer by setting a pickup truck ablaze in the driveway of an East Santa Rosa home, where firefighters found a dead bird, a flaming box of feces left on a porch, and an outside brick pillar pulled down. The man appeared to be trying to send a message to a local criminal defense attorney, but it turns out he got the wrong house. Yeah, it was started at the house of a man with the same name as the lawyer. The contractor, Gary Howard, was arrested and is being held in the Sonoma County Jail without bail on suspicion of felony arson, vandalism, and animal cruelty. He was arraigned in Sonoma County Superior Court, has not entered a plea. He will be back in court January 9th after a mental health evaluation. Probably appropriate.
Yeah.
The Press Democrat is not identifying the lawyer because police are still trying to determine whether anyone else was involved in setting the fires. The lawyer said he's never represented Howard in any legal proceedings, and the Santa Rosa police sergeant said a motive remains unclear. Oh, maybe he's crazy. Huh. Turns out Howard had never actually been arrested in Sonoma County. He's a successful contractor, and he may have suffered a break with reality, but is not a danger to society, according to his lawyer. I don't know. He set things on fire and pulled down a pillar on a house. That seems like dangerous behavior.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Somebody might be sleeping with somebody's wife.
he said he has a very good memory of what happened and why, and I'll just say he didn't intend to hurt anyone. He's not a danger to the public and certainly not a victim, not to the victim or victims in this case. I agree it presents a wild, scary situation, but it's far from that, said the lawyer.
Yeah, he's sleeping with somebody's wife.
Yeah, maybe. Could be any of those things. But all right, let's get to some predictions for 2018, shall we?
Ooh.
Let's find some good. Here's one. Let's do this. This is I'm going to go to a playlist called Driving Rock Anthems. Who would like to go first with their predictions for 2018?
I can go first.
All right, Kareem, let's get some appropriate music for you. By the way, Fleetwood Mac going back out on tour, so it is appropriate. Kareem, what are your predictions for 2018?
2018, we're going to find out that Me Too has been financed by a billionaire to be named.
What sort of billionaire? A Koch brothers or a George Soros type?
A Koch brothers.
Okay.
So a couple of things that happened that people probably forgot happened and didn't pay attention to. One of the things that the Blackwater people branched off into after the Gulf War was corporate espionage. And the Republicans are playing a long game. The Democrats are in their feelings about everything.
That's true.
So, but one of the things that one of the things that happened with all of this, and I'm not excusing anybody who's done whatever, because everybody's known about all this stuff for a long time, but one of the things that happened with the tax breaks was the Koch brothers, they threatened to pull the funding for the Republican Party if they didn't pass it.
Right.
So one of the ways... And we talked about this a couple of shows ago. One of the ways that the Republicans have been trying to remain relevant has been voter suppression.
Yes.
But when you go after Harvey Weinstein and the people in Hollywood, you attack the Democratic Party's funding base. So that's another part of that. Then two of the people that have stepped down have been two of the most prominent Democratic senators, which were Al Franken and... John Conyers. And then there's been this war on the media since the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've gone after media types. I don't count...
O'Reilly?
I don't count them in there.
Right.
Yeah. They got outed because they didn't pay Greta Van Susteren and they didn't pay Megyn Kelly. They would still be in. They would still be doing their thing if they had to pay those two. But Matt Lauer, I don't count him in that because with him, NBC saw a way to get rid of his big salary. But you have the people at PBS and people who actually do real journalism. Those guys have been under attack.
Charlie Rose and his penis?
Charlie Rose and his penis. So that's my prediction, is that you're going to find out that Me Too... You can't tell me that the people who we just celebrated the Sandy Hook, You tell them, you can't tell me that the people that still don't give a fuck about Sandy Hook all of a sudden care about women. You can't tell me that. So, I think there's more to it than what we know at this point. And like I said, in 2018, we'll find out more.
That's a bold prediction, my friend. Jason, you don't have to top that. But you do have to give me a prediction for 2018.
My prediction for 2018 is that... Gosh, man. It's just like, I could say the craziest shit right now.
You can.
And it could possibly happen.
Well, you know, if we would have done that going into 2017, you wouldn't be far off.
Yeah. So, I think that I have to say is... I mean, Fleetwood Mac getting back together, that reunion was like, what? That's never going to happen. And now it's happening, right? So,
sure.
I'm going to say that...
Well, Guns N' Roses got back together. No,
they got back together in this last year. So, I'm going to say that what's going to happen is... you're going to find that... what's going to happen is we're going to find out that worlds, dimensions are going to collide, and as Fox has been bought by Disney, you'll see the X-Men appear in the third phase of the Marvel Universe in a way that people had not even expected.
Okay.
So,
also a bold prediction. I've got a couple of predictions for you this year, because I'm gonna categorize them for you.
Okay.
I'm going to bet you that Kim Jong-un is out of power before Donald Trump is. By the end of the year. Because this game of chicken these two idiots have going on, where no one is a winner, somebody in North Korea is going to go, look, this is stupid. And we don't all want to die. So Un will be no mo. That's prediction number one. That's politics. Prediction number two. There will be a fist fight at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I'm not sure who's going to fight. There will be a fist fight. Who's getting in this year? Let me look real quickly. I know Bon Jovi is.
Oh, he's a lover, not a fighter, though.
It's the whole group. Oh, but he and Richie Sambora might get into a fist
fight. Oh, they might.
You know, you never know. Here is the class of 2018. Bon Jovi, The Cars, Dire Straits, The Moody Blues, Nina Simone, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Well, you know Sister Rosetta's going to kick some ass. Is she still? I don't know if she's alive.
Who did you say after The Cars?
Dire Straits.
Yeah, The Cars and Dire Straits, they could go at it. It could be a knockdown drag out.
I was going to say Dire Straits and the Moody Blues. Those guys, I mean, like, the Dire Straits and the Moody Blues, like.
Listen, if I had to bet money, I would bet money on Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi getting into a fist fight.
That does make sense, too. They won't be able to decide on what song to play.
Oh, they've had a falling out at a certain point, so that's what I'm going to say. We know Nina Simone's not going to cause any trouble.
No.
So that's my pop culture prediction, and I will have a sports prediction, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers will make their fans cry because they lost the game because of call.
Pittsburgh Steelers will win the Super Bowl.
In 2018?
In 2018.
They're going to the Super Bowl, huh?
Yep.
Right. That's a closer one. I have a longer range plan. There's going to be a lot of crying on social media.
I didn't see my... There's one other... No, I don't have that.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, and we'll finally find the fruition of Kareem's battle with the Beaties. It hasn't appeared up yet. That was supposed to happen.
Thank God you made it through 2017 without the beaties.
That's it.
We're not done with the Chinese New Year yet. But I mean, because that was a Chinese New Year. Right. That was a prediction.
That's true. God.
So we have 3 more months. We have like 2 more months.
It's all coming up. So anyway, those are our predictions. I would encourage you not to bother wagering unless you like losing money. Because
mine's a sure shot. If there's the X-Men, Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four, one of them are going to enter into the.
Remember all the stuff that I've said that you thought was crazy that turned out to be right.
Look, I'm not saying. Look, we could all be completely right about all this. Because
yeah.
I don't think anybody is that far off the ledge. I mean, maybe Kareem a little bit. But we'll see, because crazier shit's happened.
Crazier shit's happened.
Crazier shit has happened.
Mark my words.
That's going to be the motto for the new year. 2018, crazier shit's happened. The entirety of last year, for instance, was part of the crazy.
Hopefully 2018 doesn't say, hey, 2017, hold my beer.
Hopefully not.
You know what I really hope goes the way of the dodo in 2018?
Hey, hold my beer.
People saying, hold my beer. Because it stopped being clever 2 years ago.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm just telling you.
I won't use it ever again.
Yeah, you better not. Why are you holding a beer anyway?
Trying to illustrate a point. Here, hold this. Kareem.
Hold my beer. Why don't you make a meme of it?
You had to watch the documentary on Netflix about the Hulk Hogan case.
Yeah.
Oh, the one where they took out Gawker?
Yeah. You got to watch that, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me get to head here. We're getting into the point. We didn't do this last show, so... Let's go ahead and do this.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Song never gets old, does it? We might have had this story before, and I apologize, but it's new for 2018. An altercation over sex toys and a laptop resulted in an arrest of a Florida woman. According to the affidavit, Lindsay Hensley Clark struck her beau in the face during a late-night dispute inside her apartment. During the altercation over sex toys and a laptop, they got into a verbal argument. And during that argument, Lindsay admitted to slapping Chad as he was upset over what Chad had said. They don't detail what Chad said. She was arrested on a misdemeanor dating violence charge, 12 hours in custody before she was released. She's pled not guilty to the battery charge. And she can maintain contact with her boyfriend.
Wow.
Nice. Right? Surprising. And also, an Oregon man accused of stealing women's coats from a college library was using them for sexual gratification. Mark Mahoney is facing multiple criminal charges. He's 51. In connection with the theft of coats from buildings at Central Oregon Community College and Oregon State University Cascades. The coat thefts go back 2 years. After campus cops identified him as the suspect, Bend Police Department officers confronted him at his residence. He reportedly admitted to stealing several high-end winter coats since 2015. Police recovered several of the garments from his home and car.
Dude.
And then he admitted to using them for sexual gratification
purposes. Dude. Oh, man.
Investigators did not address whether the garments were in need of dry cleaning or spot removal.
A poor attempt at humor. But seriously, though, who wants those coats back?
No, nobody. Booked into the Deschutes County Jail on 3 theft charges, 2 criminal mischief counts. He has subsequently been released on bond. So. Oh.
But he did enjoy the 2 beers he had while he was in jail.
As a weird... That is a weird fetish. I mean, I don't get it. I would think the zippers alone would be a bridge too far, so to speak.
Is it maybe because like some of them have like the silk lining inside of them?
I don't know. I mean, maybe if you said mittens, I might go, all right. But coats? I don't know. Maybe he may like, oh, you know what? Maybe he likes sniffing them. Does he smell like the perfume?
Yeah. Mm. That's
why Kareem, that's why Kareem digs him.
Kareem snapped too with that there.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's smelling them.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Done and done.
Makes sense.
You know what's really weird? The fact that I came up with that off the top of my head is a little disturbing to me.
Exactly.
I did have a conversation with Leslie the other day when it was just a nonsense conversation. And she's like, why are you playing devil's advocate about this? And I said, I don't even know. I'm just going ahead and doing it. She'd say something and I'd be like, well, maybe it's because of this. You don't know.
Yeah, wives don't like to hear that type of stuff sometimes.
Sometimes.
They don't like to hear it at all.
They just want you to shake your head and say yes.
Well, here's the thing. When she asked me, I was completely honest. I'm like, you know what? I have no idea. I'm just, just go ahead and do it. We're making a conversation here. I certainly don't care enough to take a point over this or have a fight about it. I'm just telling you.
Well, I don't like what you're telling me.
They never like what you're telling them.
That's not how it worked out, but it was really weird because literally I was doing it on autopilot. Just so something came up, I'm like, well, you don't know. Because sometimes I take things way too literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, why do you think that happens? And I'm like, well, you know, because maybe this or this or this. It's the stand-up mind.
Yeah.
Because you always, when you're doing stand-up, you're always taking these thoughts, these really weird thoughts, and going, why does somebody do X, Y, or Z?
Exactly.
Because that's how you break down a joke, is, all right, somebody did this. Well, what led them to that place? That's where you build the funny parts. Sometimes through just pure retelling of stories.
Yeah.
Because you can't make up things that are that crazy. But sometimes it's that weird journey that you're taking. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Come for the pickles, stay for the lavash at the Toasted Frog. Kareem, you can go to the Toasted Frog.
Ooh. Frog legs.
There is nearby parking, but you have to find it when you have a hankering to meet and eat at the Toasted Frog on North 3rd Street. The Frog continues to be a big draw in downtown Grand Forks. See, people of varying ages tend to meet and greet in one of the oldest buildings in Grand Forks. Once it was a garage. It's been a secondhand store. And then John Holt, with his partner Sean Clapp, came along and served fried cheesy pickles.
What?
It was these pickle spears wrapped in Danish Havarti cheese that brought me back again to meet and eat with friends. Sometimes we linger over a selection of appetizers. Other times, when out for dinner, I like the seating that allows a view of the chef, the kitchen, and the pizza ovens. And for private parties, there are rooms for small groups. Along with its salads and soup, the Frog offers a 16-inch lavash. Most appealing are the spinach and wild mushroom version for $17 and the seafood for $23. The menu is unique. Sandwiches include an elk burger for $14. There's also a prime rib melt for $13. Entrees range from fish tacos at $16. What? Do they not have fish in North Dakota?
Apparently not.
Not those types of fish.
Okay. So $16 for fish tacos, but filet mignon is only $30. How hard is that one to choose from? And then there's wood-fired lobster tail. You ask your server about that and all the nightly specials. Kareem, you're making notes for your trip to North Dakota?
Yes, I think I'm going to have an elk burger.
Oh, there you go. I'll point you in the direction of an elk burger right here in Sacramento.
Ooh.
You'll be very excited for it. Just saying. All right. sorry. Off the edge there. On my last visit to the Frog with Eileen Seeger and other friends, we skipped around the menu, toasting here and there. We enjoyed the liveliness of the Frog. They greet and seat you at the door. Servers are attentive and accommodating. After establishing the Toasted Frog in Grand Forks, the owners have branched out. They've established another Toasted Frog in Bismarck 8 years ago and another on Broadway in Fargo 3 years ago. The two have moved carefully, cautiously along in business. They learned from long working at other restaurants, including the former Sanders in downtown Grand Forks. You can hit the Toasted Frog on 124 North 3rd Street. Told you about the owners. Their hours, 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closing 11 p.m. weeknights, midnight on Friday and Saturday. They see 80 to 85s in booths, tables, and a bar. And here is Marilyn Haggerty's report card. Unique menu, moderate prices, lively atmosphere with super service. The place is what it is, and that is usually packed.
All right.
That's not a report card. That's like, it's like there's no grade. Like, it's more like a progress report.
Maybe it's a charter school report card, okay?
Oh, where you just pay them money and they give you a pass?
Kevin Johnson comes around and, you know, fondles you occasionally and you get a card. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying. Seating, 80 to 85 in booths, tables, and bar. Is that dependent on how fat the people are?
Okay. Yeah.
If you're really thin, we can get 90 in here.
Yeah. Ooh, look at this. This Tall and Spindly family. We love you guys.
Oh, God. Mr. Creosote's here. That brings our seating down to 70. Would Monsieur lack one thin wefer? Fuck off. Fuck off. And we've spun out of control again. Fuck off. Would Monsieur lack a bucket? Monty Python and the Meaning of Life. Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about. It is what it is, and it's packed with comedy like every other episode of the Nate Darling Show.
Ah, and that's the beginning of 2018!
That's right. Classic episode on Friday, and then back to the regular schedule next week. Two new shows for you.
Two new shows.
Unless we're sick or whatever. Hey, the podcast is free. What do you want?
Life happens.
That's right. Life happens. And we encourage you to spend life with your family and friends, just like we do.
Aww.
So settle down. And remember, Bon Jovi's getting into a fight at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Write down our thing. See how we did. Because I'll forget.
Yeah. Did we make predictions last year?
I don't think we did.
Yeah, okay.
We might have.
We might have just been so just like...
You know what I'll do? I will go ahead and I'll make Friday's show the New Year's show from last year, and you can relive it.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect timing. All right, Kareem's yawning. It's time to get out of here, and also John Bon Jovi's hitting the high notes. So,
and we're halfway there.
We'll see you next time.
Happy New Year.
Bye.